Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad with Batman at the controls. And before we get very far into this, first of all, let's welcome my co-host once again this week, going solo co-host again tonight, Mr. Magic Matthew Stafford. Matt, how are you tonight?
I am doing well, and I'm not dropping anything as we start tonight.
Yes, please. I appreciate
perfectly
that.
Silent.
I know, though, that you would admit it if you did, and you would also know that you would not be in trouble for it. So that's just the way it goes. Sorry, Batman. Nice finger. Hey, in case you hadn't heard, Matthew Stafford, I wanted to know.
There's a revolution going on called Internet.
And Internet is a big new thing here, and we are on the Internet and across the world on great radio stations like our mothership station, Jackalope Radio, at jackaloperadio.com. And anyway, I wanted to mention this real quick because I just discovered this recently. I have this habit of singing this song at the office, and people are apparently thinking some strange things about me. I did not know that... That this song has hidden meaning, and do you know what the hidden meaning is, Matthew?
No, no idea.
Okay, well,
that's the song you decide to sing to yourself?
Yeah, it's there's an inside joke to it, but I don't really want to tell the joke right now. But well, maybe I could kind of give you a hint. There's a couple of people at the office of opposite sex that tend to act like maybe there might be something going on behind closed doors. But apparently... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that makes sense then.
Yeah, I mean, but when I first started to sing it, I thought it was Lovers in the Night. So I would always sing, Lovers in the Night. But that's the only word I really know, the only lyric I really know. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is the actual behind-the-scenes scene of this whole thing, and I'm sure Batman doesn't know, so I won't even ask him. This is a gay theme song, I believe. I guess very Brokeback Mountain-ish, you know, two guys, strangers in the night. How does it start again? I didn't know it either, yeah. Because it goes, let me see here. It says, strangers in the night. Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. You know, you can see Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger, right? Right?
Yeah. Imagine what your coworkers think about you if they know that.
That's how I found out. Finally, my boss goes, "Do you know what that means?" I'm like, "Do you know what it means?" Because I thought maybe he knew I was making fun of a couple of people we work with. Yeah. And he went on to tell me that it's a gay thing. It is very, very
gay.
But little did I know. So anyway, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show, full of gayness here. We're going to get very gay a little bit later.
We're really switching it up this week.
We are. We've gone from masculine, you know, sports to gayness. And let's be honest, there's gayness in the NFL as well. We know this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out
Nobody
there.
Nobody talks about it, but
yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we're going to get Gay Ken on the horn here a little bit later. And by the way, Matt, how are you with homosexuality? I asked Jared this. He got all offended, thinking, well, come on, man. I don't hate gay people. I don't want to believe. What do you mean? What's your experience with the gay lifestyle? Are you disturbed by it? B, do you find it interesting? C, are you bothered by it? Where are you at with that, Matt?
I really don't care.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't care. Whatever.
As long as they're not doing it in your house, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Not my cup of tea, but, you know, whatever.
I was pretty sure it wasn't your cup of tea anyway. Yes, yes, yes. So,
you know, as you can imagine, here in relatively small town Iowa, it's not something I'm exposed to real often. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I've worked with some people that were gay, and you know, no big deal.
Yeah, you are what you swallow. It's funny too because I only know Gay Ken from Iowa because I met him in college, but he's originally from here in Kansas City, and of course we did Gay Pride, the Gay Pride Festival together this past summer as well for a few hours, and. He's an interesting cat, so we're going to have a good time with him. We're also going to go over our first weekend of Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football a little bit later. I'm going to give you a few thoughts about the first week at the NFL, just very brief little thoughts as well. And you might recall, Matt, I believe it was last week I was talking about Monday Night Football intros. Now, see, I can't remember if we were talking
yes.
about it off the air, on the air, or both.
I think it was... We you mentioned it on the air, but
okay.
We talked most of it off the air.
Okay. Well, I found a few things that I wanted to find, so hopefully we'll have time for that
cool.
a little bit later as well. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, by the way, this place smells like a bar tonight. I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean,
sharks,
smokers in the night. It's like it's brutal. And we close the window, and I mean, it's somebody smoking downstairs. And see, common sense tells you. And I probably brought this up on past shows, but common sense tells you, you are not allowed to smoke on lower floors. You can only smoke on the upper floor. In college, the smoking floors in our place were always the upper floor. That way the smoke goes up, it goes out the window, and it doesn't bother the people downstairs. You're not bothering anybody else, you know? But
yep.
But no, we got to have people smoking downstairs. And I'm seriously getting a sore throat just from smelling it. So thank you. And anyway, all right, so... Let's talk about a couple of things here, Magic Matt. You and I, it has been discovered that you and I are communicators and schedulers and creatures of habit. At least I want to speak
yes.
for myself, but I think you are as well, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Good communication is really big with me.
And some people tend to go overboard, which, again, if you're not on this show... you're not here and you don't listen to the show, it's always been this way. It's fair game for me to give you some crap. So this is why Jerry gets a lot of crap, because he's only been here one time in like the last 9 weeks. So I'm going
yeah.
to continue to give him crap. Jared is really good at communicating sometimes, and sometimes he's not. And when he's really good at communicating, he overdoes it. Like, you get the phone call that gives the rundown of his drive from his house to my house. And it's like, you know, I really don't need to know about...
It's like the check-in call from your wife.
Kind of. Yeah. Three times in a half an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like me making fun of Brandon last week. It's like, you know, you text him. You email him, you get no response from either one, and then you text him again and say, you know, a response just to know that everything is cool would be great. So he calls me. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't. It doesn't require a call, Brandon, you know?
No.
But
no.
He in his defense, and I knocked him pretty good last week, in his defense, he was calling to, you know, to let me know everything was good. He was having a rough day, so we're... You know,
well, you better cut him some slack then.
Yeah, he's a good cat. I'm just giving him crap, and glad to have him in fantasy football because, after all, somebody needs to bring up the basement. So we appreciate that, Brandon.
He's looking good.
Yeah, looking real good. I mean, literally looking really good. He'd be doing
yeah,
good.
Yeah, his team's way too good.
Exactly. Exactly. So you've told me that you've had a little bit of trouble, and I don't want to bring anybody under the bus that you don't want to bring under the bus, but you've had a little
yeah.
bit of trouble recently with some scheduling nightmares that are making you pull your hair out.
Well, yeah, it's yeah, not to name names or anything like that, but I just, for me, it's just communication can be so simple, and it should be so simple that there's no excuse for it when it just goes off the rails and you can't get an answer out of anybody, and mm-hmm. it just drives me insane. So it's something I'm dealing with at the moment and that I'm working closely with somebody on, and we're totally different ends of the spectrum. So I'm a real good communicator, you know, and by that means I'm not going to call you and talk your ear off about something, but I'll let you know if I'm going to be late. Yep. I'll shoot you a text, or if I'm going to be, you know, something needs to be talked about, I want to, you know, kind of hash it out. Mm-hmm. But this other guy is the complete end of this other end of the spectrum in that he tells me nothing, absolutely nothing. And then I get questions from other people and I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I know as much as you do. And I'm in a position that I should know more.
Right. And,
yeah. It's just like, it drives me insane. I mean, it's a huge pet peeve of mine. And actually, when my wife and I first started dating and everything, we realized that we were really compatible that way and that we both are really good communicators. And it's just a simple little exercise, you know, and a little common courtesy to the people that you got to deal with all the time.
There's a you guys can probably then call a class together, and maybe I can send my wife to your class, because Christy could probably use some help when it comes to that C word. But, you know, it is what it is. Some people are that way, and some people have trouble with the
C word.
And that's just the way it is. You know, the area that I come from, I mean, it's very similar in what you just said. I completely agree with that. I deal with those problems often as well. But then I've also got another issue where just if my world gets disrupted, it really, really throws me off. I mean, I can live with change. I mean, they say people just are not very receptive to change. And I guess at times I am one of those people. But I do grow into a comfort zone when it comes to my usual schedule. So the biggest problem is when you have a child, I mean, first of all, you generally don't have much of a schedule, but you've still got some personal schedule in the morning or whatever it might be. My problem in the last few days has been that Christy's been out of town for work with the new job she's got. She's been out of town a little bit more. So I play single dad for a while. And I got to tell you, when I play single dad, the first 5 minutes, I say to myself the same thing that I said after the very first night of having a child. And that was, why in God's name would anybody do it twice? Why? You know, I mean, I do not envy you with three kids the last 10 plus years. I mean, that's insane. I can only imagine. You know?
Oh my goodness. Especially spread out like I do. I've got a 3-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Whew. And so I have three different ends of the child spectrum going right now. So
yeah,
it's tough. I've got one that's wants to go off with his friends and do all the things that a high school sophomore wants to do.
Yeah.
And then I've got a 3-year-old that just wants to go outside and play with sidewalk chalk.
Right.
Or something like that,
you know? Right, right, right. And I will admit, I mean, that makes it is a lot easier when you just have a 3-year-old, because I can attest to that. You know, the problem is when you throw little things in the mix, when, like, for example, if you try to go work out like I do, like, here's my first night. You go, I work out. I don't get to the gym till 5:15. I get done at the gym at 5:45. I go pick her up. We get home after 6 o'clock. I start making her dinner. As I'm making her dinner, I've got to get the dog outside so she can do her thing. I get her back in. I got to feed her. In the meantime, Presley's crying. Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I need that. Can you do that? Can I turn this on? Can we do this? Can we do that? You know, I'll get it. I'm trying to get your dinner ready. You know, and it never ends. I did not sit down and relax until between 8 and 8:30, which, again, I'm not complaining as much as I'm saying. It's just exhausting. And I mean, I'm not saying I don't like doing it. It's just exhausting, you know.
Yeah.
But you
really have to mentally prepare yourself. And once you can learn to do that, you know, after being through the 3-year-olds a few times now, and once you can mentally prepare, like, okay, it's just going to be me and the girl tonight, and then, you know, you realize nothing else is going to get accomplished. So if you don't even try, you don't get stressed out about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the best way to do it. Because Christy told me last night when we went and picked her up at the airport, which, by the way, I mean, again, talk about throwing a schedule off. We had to pick her up at the airport when Presley should be going to bed. So then you got Presley in the back, and it just screws everything up, and everything was off all night long. But she told me on the way back, she said, yeah, they want us back in a couple of weeks for 3 or 4 more days. And I almost hiccuped, and I just went, I just said, we're going to need to get a nanny. There's just no way. And then I kind of paused for a minute. And I said, no, I said, I just need to realize that I'm not going to be able to do anything. I mean, like, work out. And I'm thinking about the show. And I'm thinking about, I'm like, well, just, I'll just have to plan around it. I mean, life comes first, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, but I do envy, I don't remember what my life was like before I had a child, but I envy those of you that don't have one still. And my word of advice to you, don't. Don't. I know. Look, I love my daughter. Don't get me wrong. But man, I look, when I, 3.5 years ago when she was born, I had half a head of hair and no gray hairs. And suddenly everything went to hell in a handbasket for me. I lost all the rest of my hair. It's gray anyway. And then my goatee is turning gray as well. The other day, Christy says to me, she looks at me. I mean, and apparently the light was hitting me just right. She goes, "Well, you've got some gray in your goatee." I said, "Welcome to 3 years ago. Hello, yeah. Have you not looked at me for 3 years? Hello, I couldn't believe that. It's the first time she noticed it. You know,
that's surprising that she didn't notice it until now.
You know, my wife has. I swear to God, she has not looked at me in 3 years. I'm not kidding you. It's been the story of my life. It's just the way it goes. You know.
Well, you know, they come in. Those 3-year-olds come in awfully handy, though, when you do have a 15-year-old son or even daughter in somebody else's case, because he's around for a lot of what you're describing mm-hmm. and what I was talking about, the mm-hmm. general chaos that involves young kids.
Yeah.
And I can look at, I just look at him and go, you see this?
This is why you must be careful.
You don't want to deal with this until it's time.
And even when it's time, it's not time. You know, you're not ready. You're never going to be ready. You know, it's just the way it is.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I had other things planned, but we need to move on to some Gay Ken stuff here. I mean, I will tell you that in future shows, we are going to talk a little bit about customers who don't pay their bills on time. I got to get to this part about my trip to Denver. I got to talk about my conversations with clients. Of course, you know my job. It's kind of a gray area anyway, you know. I mean,
hello, it's your drug dealer.
And so I'll let you know how they dealt with me asking them their thoughts about Bigfoot. I just can't, it's a long story, but when you're in Colorado in the mountains, I couldn't shut up. And we don't have time to get into that right now, but believe me, it went over very interestingly. That is for sure. So, all right, here's what we're going to do tonight. And Batman, I need your attention because you're going to play along. We are going to go over the questions. We're going to get Gay Ken on the phone here very shortly. And we are going to go over the questions we're going to ask him. We're going to play Gay Walking. Of course, Jay Leno has Jay Walking. We're going to play Gay Walking with Gay Ken. And we're going to ask him some questions, guys, that masculine guys or normal men, straight men, are probably going to know the answer to. We're going to find out if Gay Ken knows the answers to these questions, okay? So we'll get your, what we think, whether or not he'll get it correct or not. That's just the answer we're going to give right now real quick before we give him a call. So the first question I'm going to ask him, it's going to be multiple choice, but I won't tell you what the multiple choice answers are, is we're going to ask him, who is Jeff Gordon? Okay. Do you think mm-hmm. Matt and Batman, he'll get that correct, or do you think he'll get that wrong? What do you think, Batman? Any idea?
He'll probably get it.
You say he's going to get it?
I agree.
Okay. You guys, okay. I'm going to say he's not going to get it. So you guys go ahead, and say no, or yes, I'm going to say no. So I'm just going to write your names down to saying yes. I'm going to leave mine off for no. Next question I'm going to write down, he's going to get asked is, in the U.S. version of the game called football, how many downs does the offensive team receive before having to give up the ball? And it's going to be multiple choice once again. Matt, what do you think? Is he going to get that one right or not?
I think that's a miss.
You think that's a miss? What do you think, Batman?
Yeah, I don't think he'll know that one.
I'm gonna agree with you guys. I don't think so either. So we'll all three say no on that one. Okay. The third question we're going to ask Gay Ken is, who did Mr. T play in Rocky III? Do you think you think he'll know that one, Batman? You do?
Yes.
You think he will? What do you think, Matt?
No.
No? Okay. All right. I'm going to say no as well. So Batman's going to be the only person that said yes on that one. Next question is going to be, Paul Newman plays the coach of the Chiefs in what hockey movie from the 70s? What do you think, Matt?
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great.
No, he won't know that.
Yeah, I don't think he will either.
No.
Okay, so we're going to say no on that one as well. We're going to ask number five
Does he know what we're doing to him?
I don't think so. Number five question. Number five question is going to be, what is Motorhead? Is he going to know his bat? Once again, I have a feeling we need to. Is he going to know what Motorhead is, Matt? What do you think?
I want to say yes. He'll know that one.
What do you think, Batman?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to agree with you guys that he is going to say think he is going to know that. Only because he drives a real crappy truck. So I think it's possible that a guy who drives a real crappy truck might know what Motorhead is. All right, and then two more questions. Number six, two men are in a bar having a disagreement. One guy kicks the other guy in the crotch. This is called, and then it's a multiple choice. I'm going to give you the, you know what? We can't even guess that one. We're just going to, there's no way for us to guess the answer on that one. We'll just wait. Okay. And we'll do that one with him on the air. And then finally, we're going to ask him, what tiebreaker, which is the gayest number? 1, 2, or 3? What number do you think, Matt? What's he going to say?
2.
You're going to say 2? Okay, what do you think, Batman?
3.
3? Okay, I'm going to take 1 then. So you're going to say Matt that, Batman there. Okay. All right.
Batman's always good at these games, though. He's going to win.
He probably is going to get them all right. We'll see here. So I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Gay Ken on the phone, and we will introduce him to Gay Walking. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Trouble with constipation? Huh? Now you can have Mike Tyson beat the crap out of you. That's right. It's the new Mike Tyson laxative. So don't just sit there. Next time you're feeling a little irregular, just sign the insurance waiver and Iron Mike will rip you a new one.
This is gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me.
Use only as directed. May cause blurred vision, diarrhea, and unconsciousness.
Yo, mama, what up for lunch?
I'm finna bust open a big ass can of spaghetti hoes.
That's what I'm talking about. Spaghetti hoes are the bomb, G.
Spaghetti hoes are delicious pasta shaped like little bitches in tangy tomato sauce. Sing it, Shigella.
Straight up. Uh-oh, spaghetti hoes. I'm down with that. Spaghetti hoes.
From Chef Booy. All day.
Yo, keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Yeah, I got to play a little sounder for Gay Ken.
Gay.
Remember that guy, Gay Ken? Remember that guy? He was at the Gay Pride Festival. We recorded him. He said,
Gay.
Yeah. Gay Ken, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to have you on the show with us. You are here with my good friend, Magic Matthew Stafford, as well as Batman in the sound booth here. And we are going to do some fun things with you. Are you ready to be fun and gay with us? Wait, that didn't sound right. Whoa, wait a minute.
Take 2.
You know what I meant. Are you ready to be fun and act gay?
Of course.
Okay. First of all, remember when we did Gay Pride Festival and we walked around and spoke to a bunch of your brethren and asked them questions about, gayness and things of that nature?
Well,
Well, remember we did a little bit of gay or nay with them, and I wanted to warm up with you here with a couple of gay questions just to get some ideas from you as to whether or not you think a few of these are gay or not, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, pal. All right. Is it gay for two guys to order off the menu for two? For example, if you're looking at a menu, you're with a dude, and you say, oh, look, we can get, chiclets for two, and they order it, is that kind of gay?
It's cheap, but it's not gay.
Okay. Okay. Very good answer. Is it gay to bring your own Tupperware bowl of fruit to a Royals game?
Oh, God, yes.
That's extensively gay. Okay. Is it gay for a guy's only game of chicken to take place in a swimming pool? TikTok.
Depends on how drunk everybody is.
Okay, so if they're really drunk?
Yeah, something's going to happen anyway, so it don't matter.
Yes, you're probably right. And finally, this is a good one because you see it often. Is it gay if a guy drives a Volkswagen Bug?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I hope we don't have anybody out there listening that drives one that doesn't know that they're gay, but it could happen. Okay. All right, Ken, this is where we need your full and undivided attention. You've probably watched some Jay Leno before, and you know he does a segment every once in a while called Jaywalking. Well, we're going to do Gay Walking with Gay Ken, okay? So we're going to basically kind of test your masculinity and see where we draw the line between straight masculine men and gay, not quite as masculine men. Okay? So,
okay.
First question to you, we want to get your answer, and this one is multiple choice. We've already given our vote here on the show as to whether or not we think you'll get the answer correct or not, okay? Batman and Matt think you'll get it correct. I think you'll get it wrong. Number one, who is Jeff Gordon? Is he A, a hot dog eating champion, B, a Kansas City...
driver.
Oh, my God.
You
wow. All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Now, Ken, I want to warn you, though, okay? You got to let me finish the answers because some of these might actually mix you up a little bit, okay? So, but that's okay. That's okay. The other answers were Kansas City Royals outfielder, NASCAR driver, or Kansas City handyman, which I thought you might know of some Kansas City handyman. But apparently you got it correct. You know what you're doing there. So very good. Let's move on to the next one, my friend. In the U.S. version of the game called football, how many downs does the offensive team receive before having to give up the ball? Is it A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, dudes shouldn't go down on each other?
4.
What was that? Four downs?
Four.
My God, you got it. You got that one right as well. Nice work. Ken, are you straight? Are you sure you're gay, Ken?
Hey, my boss keeps just saying I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. You know? I just can't go doing the fancy taco.
I understand. Okay. Here's one that you may or may not get. We only had one person think you'd get this one right, okay? Batman thinks you'll get this one right. Number three, and this is not multiple choice, who did Mr. T play in Rocky III? What was the name of his character in Rocky III? Tick-tock.
I have no freaking idea because I've never seen it.
Now, there we go. That is the gay kind of answer I wanted. Matt, you want to give him the answer?
Never seen Rocky III. Oh. Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang. Now, there's a big question about whether or not it's Clubber Lane or Clubber Lang. I believe it's Clubber Lang. Is it Lang?
Lang.
Okay.
I've seen that movie 1,000 times.
I know.
City of the Fool.
Exactly.
I've got a computer on. I can pull up IMDb.
Now don't cheat. Don't cheat now. Don't get all, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on me. Okay, you're not. There's no lifelines.
Don't make my skin crawl.
I'm sorry. All right, here's another question for you, Ken. That is not multiple choice, and none of us think you're going to get this one right. Okay, it's another movie question. Paul Newman plays the coach of the Chiefs in what hockey movie? From the 1970s.
Slapshot.
Oh, my God. Wow. Nice.
Nicely done.
I don't think you're gay. Is it a Paul Newman thing? How'd you know that one?
I've seen it probably 15 times.
Okay. Very good. I mean, but you've never seen Rocky III. And you're a cinema guy. That's the thing. I mean, you've seen a lot of movies, right?
I saw two yesterday, in fact.
Saw two of them yesterday. Which ones did you see?
I finally saw Harry Potter. Yeah, I'm a bad fan, I know. And I saw Contagion.
And I haven't been to a movie in I don't know when. So this is
the first time since the last Harry Potter movie came out. I saw that on opening night a year ago.
Yeah, are you still throwing an Oscar party? You throw Oscar parties still?
Every year.
Every year, see? Go to Gay Ken's. You can have a good time and get all gay and everything. So.
Hey, it's the gay Super Bowl.
This is true. This is very true.
Of course, we have the Emmys this weekend. That's Gay Stanley Cup.
That's good. All right, let's move on to another question. Number five, this is multiple choice once again, Ken, so make sure that I give you all the answers first so you can make your decision, okay? Number five, what is Motorhead? Is it A, a condition of the cerebellum that causes a young child to uncontrollably and randomly shake their head? Is it B, a custom-made component for an especially fast car? Is it C, a heavy metal band? Or D, kind of like motorboating, only it takes place between two dudes and does not include breasts?
It's the band.
It's the band. You know Motorhead. All right.
I knew we knew that one.
Yeah, we all knew you'd know that one. You know, a dead giveaway for me on Motorhead, though, was your truck. I told them you have kind of a, you know, an old, dirty, broken-down truck, and I figured any guy, gay or straight, that has a dirty, old, broken-down truck probably knows Motorhead. That, I don't know. Is that why you know Motorhead? I doubt it. Why do you know Motorhead?
Somebody at work listens to Motorhead all the time.
Ah, okay. Okay. Do we want to, do we tell people where you work? Do you want to tell people where you work? Do you care?
I don't care. I work for a major national pharmaceutical company.
Yes. And which is, once again, of course,
hello,
right up my alley. Yeah, very good. And you can get people whatever they want, right?
As long as they're of age and they got a script, I'll do whatever they want.
There you go. Very good. let me give you his background. See, he was the guy who was helping out Rush Limbaugh with his OxyContin problem. Weren't you, Gay Ken? No, I'm kidding. You weren't.
I was hoping he OD.
You were trying to kill him. Exactly. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Okay. Number six, Ken. And this is the final major question. We also have a short tiebreaker. Number six, two men are in a bar having a disagreement. One guy kicks the other guy in the crotch. This is called A, swift kick in the nuts, B, unfair, C, the start of a fight, D, all of the above, or E, foreplay.
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Very good. I think that... that's the correct answer, although I kind of expected you might say E, but probably not the best way to start things off.
But if
off.
You hit too hard, you don't get any use out of it.
This is true. This is true. Doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. This is true. So, and we also have a tiebreaker, not that we really have anything to tie break, but we'll go ahead and ask you this question, too. We each took a number. Ken, in your opinion, the gay tiebreaker here, which is the gayest number, 1, 2, or 3? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. He wonders. He thinks.
Three.
We got to know why.
Well, even if you got a straight couple and you bring a third person in who's a dude, that's pretty gay. And then, of course, you always have wonderful gay three ways.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
So obvious when you think about it.
I have no idea what he said. I got to ask you to do one more thing before we let you go, Ken. I got to ask this because I've been thinking about it for quite a while now. Ken, can you butch up for me? I mean, I want you to reach way down deep and butch up and say hello to the Westmar Nation. This is Straight Ken. I want you to like really, really dig down deep and be not gay. Can you do that? Because, I mean, I know you can dig down deep and be really, really gay, but I want to see if you can dig down deep. It's kind of like a British guy talking in an American, you know, straight forward American voice. It's always fun to hear them do it or try, you know. So do you think you can do that for us?
Sure. Hey, Westmore Nation, this is Stuart Ken coming at you live from Weston, Missouri.
Good God, you still sounded gay. I mean, can't you get it?
Sorry.
Dig down. I mean, seriously, Ken, dig down deep inside.
Maybe give it a southern accent. Maybe
yeah,
that'll help.
Maybe try the southern. Try a southern accent. Can you do that?
Bitch, I ain't that drunk.
that really was as butch as you can get, isn't it?
Pretty much.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just wanted to know if you could go any deeper. You know, hey, I'm not, you know, but it's not in you, is it?
I haven't smoked enough or drank enough bourbon today. I can't get my voice that deep.
You know, it's funny too because you offered to come by the studio and I said that it wasn't going to work tonight. But it's almost like you're here because it smells so smoky here. And I was telling them here before we let you go that earlier that in college they put the smokers on the third floor for a reason because that way the smoke would travel up. And it wouldn't bother anybody down below. Not that you ever cared about that, but you didn't live in the dorms. But remember that? They used to have that. So if we lived on the first floor, none of the smoke was getting in our room unless you were somebody who was smoking there.
I never lived in the dorms.
You don't remember that. Of course not. Because they didn't let gay people in the dorms. I remember that. That's
no, I was older than all of you. I get to live off campus.
This is true. You were older. And still are. Older than most of us, yes. So,
bitch.
All right, my friend. We're going to let you go, but as always, we love you, and we appreciate you taking the time to spread your gayness throughout the Brad Westmar Show. Always a pleasure to have you, and we'll get together soon, okay?
Give me a call. You know where I'm at.
I do. I will do that. Take care, pal. We'll talk to you later.
See you later, guys.
See ya. Bye-bye. That was my good friend, Gay Ken. God bless him. I think he deserves another round of applause. And while we're at, probably a little bit of laughter there, too. Very good to have him on the show. Very gay, okay? Am I right? Very gay?
pretty gay.
I mean,
I don't think there's any way around it.
I mean, really, when he tries to push the butch out and it just stuck, it just
gay.
It still comes, it just can't. It just flows right out of him, and that's why I love him so much, because he hits on me every time I see him. But that's okay.
It's a self confidence issue for you, isn't it?
Well, you know, honestly, you got to understand, it really is. I don't want to say it's a compliment to have a gay man, you know, kind of get all gay. Because I honestly think that every gay man thinks that every straight man is gay anyway. I mean, he just thinks that there's a gay man inside there waiting to come out, you know. No, they do. And I've asked him that before, and I should have mentioned that to him too. But it just, you know, it is what it is. And it doesn't bother me because I'm comfortable. Whatever. You know, I'm straight. Seriously, Batman, the echo. I mean, how do you not?
Are you going back to that?
How do you
it's
not?
It's honestly because I really am. Being in a band, I got used to hearing that a lot. So it just kind of, I'm used to it, man. It's not even really an echo. It's more of a chorus.
Well, it's great to know that it's the only person that it bothers is the host, and that the producer, quote unquote, cannot remember that it's bothering the host.
It was only 3 seconds, man. It's okay. Calm down.
But I have to mention it, and it takes away from the show, and then I can't stop talking about it.
I know. You're on a stick.
I cannot stop talking about it. Okay, look. Jesus. I know. By the way,
we were going to get through one episode without you guys bickering.
It's killing Batman. It's always, you know.
Never going to happen. Never. Seriously, you and someday we're going to explore what it, the man who is Todd Sheets in Batman, because I want to know more about you. I want to do a quick biography of you on the show sometime, because I'm pretty sure I know exactly what happened to you. I'm pretty sure your head. I'm pretty sure your head was involved. A horse. I am pretty sure that there were some accidents.
I'm pretty sure that your face resembles the other side.
There may have been an accident or two. There may have been some abandonment. I don't really know exactly, but it's like when Howard Stern has strippers come in. You know, it's pretty obvious to him that something happened to them. They were molested. They were raped. Something happened to them to turn them into strippers or porn stars or, you know.
Even Matt's feeling sorry for me at this point.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, not really.
See?
Douche.
See?
Sorry, dude.
Double douche.
I'm very sorry, but I do want to dig a little bit deeper into your psyche, because there's got to be more behind this. And seriously, let's be honest. You have not told me much about you. I don't know much about you, and neither does our listening audience. And frankly, let's be honest, the Nightwatch show audience probably doesn't know that much about you.
Oh, they know
either.
A lot about me on there.
I don't know.
I'm
about
a lot
that.
More of myself.
I don't know. What's
mysterious.
Because he wants to be. That's the thing. This is where the abandonment comes in. He wants to be Batman. He wants to be mysterious on purpose. Am I? Come on. What? No, you don't think I'm right?
Isn't it break time?
I don't know. I was thinking about not taking a break, but I don't know. We can take a break here in just a second. But I can we do that sometime? Would that be okay? We can explore you a little bit.
I think we should.
I had to throw some echo on there. So, for
thanks
you.
For the echo. Nobody else heard that, but thanks for the echo. Anyway, all right. Let's go ahead and take a break. He noticed he wouldn't answer. He won't answer that question.
We have to do that.
I think we do, but we got to get the questions ready. You know?
Yeah. Got to give it some real thought.
I mean, because let me give you a, you know what, quick, before the break, let me give you a quick idea as to some of my first impressions of Todd. And I've never mentioned this on this show before, but, and let's be honest, we started off this show and I was trying to sway the fact that, you know, Todd's Todd, but we're going to call him Batman because there's too much Todd Sheets already. It's okay. Look, Todd's nickname is Batman on this show. It's what we call him. Okay. Cause he's a big Batman fan. And so but he is Todd. Okay. Master of splat and goo and everything else, and horror film guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so one of the first things that ever happened with he and I were back on the old show and the old network. I posted a picture completely in jest and fun, although figuring it'd probably get his goat, but not understanding how much it would get his goat. Okay, I posted a picture. It was a painting and a drawing, I guess it was a drawing of Batman and Robin making out. And it was, I mean, quite honestly, I kind of liked it. I thought it was kind of funny, you know? But Todd was pretty offended and actually insisted that I take it off the forum. And this is how serious you take your superheroes. Am I correct in that?
Well, at least some of them.
Okay. So you see where I'm going with this, Matt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Abandonment, et cetera.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's like an overnight
there is not
truck
an abandonment
stop
issue.
Encounter.
Stork. Yeah, this is Stork dropped him off or
not that at all.
Something like that. I don't know. Dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. You know, and it's funny too, because this, again, I don't think I take anything in my life that serious. And Matt, I don't want to speak for you, but our good friend JJ the Polak, again, one of my first impressions of JJ, and I still tell this story to this day, was back in college. He and I had spent some time together, and one day at lunch in the Commons, I was sitting across from him, and I know that he is a big Beatles fan. And I told him the, you know, age-old joke. I said, hey, man, you know what would bring the Beatles back together? How's that joke go again? Yeah. Do you know what would bring the Beatles back together again? And that was back when Lennon was the only one that was dead. And I gave him, I guess he had never heard it before. And I said, Three Bullets. And he didn't think it was funny at all. It was a little bit perturbed at me for telling that, a little offended by me telling that joke. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, but that's how serious he takes some of the stuff in his life. And Batman is the same way over here with some of his superheroes and things like that. And I guess I can't diss you for that. I don't know. I guess I just live my life a different way than some people. I don't know. It is what it
There's
is.
There's a deeper meaning than that for me.
Well, I'm sure because the abandonment probably.
It's not an abandonment
probably
thing.
Probably caused the problem.
No, it's like, I mean, it's I can like, see that. Can we not have anything in this world? Mm-hmm. That's sacred from stupidity. And for me, growing up with Batman and what that character stood for, helping kids through a lot of stuff in their lives, because he's just a regular guy like you and me. He's not anything else.
Yeah, he's just a billionaire.
But I'm saying...
I mean, you know, he's like us.
I mean, as a kid, you can look up to this person as a hero because they're not an alien from another planet or something. And I think kids today need some heroes. And I'm like, can we not taint the few heroes that we have left for kids.
All right, I give you that because let's be honest. The good thing about Batman and Superman is they are untouchable. I mean, they're not going to get arrested. They're not going to, you know, get in trouble for oxycodone. You know, subscribe to them by Gay Ken. You know,
get arrested though.
Exactly. But so you know what I'm saying. I mean, they are untouchable in that regard, and I can respect that. But you know, still Batman and Robin making out. I mean, it's. It's kind of funny.
He's wrong on so many levels.
I don't know.
He soiled their good name.
Maybe a little bit. But I like Batman and Robin too. So let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to get all football on your ass. We're going to talk about our standings. We're going to talk about the first week of NFL football. We're going to also dig deep a little into the Monday Night Football intros. So let's go ahead, take the break. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. From the vast reaches of the deep, they lifted their voices in ancient song and soothed our troubled souls. The result was Whale Songs, the million-selling album from Columbia Masterworks, the first recording to reveal the secret sounds of life under the sea. Now, Columbia Masterworks is proud to present a new collection of soothing sounds from the sea. Introducing Blowfish Ballads, new from Columbia Masterworks. Blowfish Ballads is the first collection ever of the joyous sounds of this remarkable fish. On Blowfish Ballads, you'll hear blowfish at work and at play. You'll hear blowfish like you've never heard blowfish before. Blowfish Ballads, available wherever whale songs are sold.
The Wiggles of Pretend Radio. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Matt Stafford, and Todd. I'm going to come in there and punch you in the... I'm going to start some foreplay, okay? Man, oh man. No, and see, the funny thing is nobody heard it. Todd turned up
the echo on.
The echo was like 9 million, like, when I was talking. It's terrible. It was terrible. I deserved it, though. See what happens when you get abandoned? I mean, it's terrible. Damn. Damn. All right, let's talk some football. Let's go ahead, first of all, before we get to our standings real quick, Matt, a couple of things that I noticed the first week of the NFL football season. Nothing too new and out of the ordinary, nothing that we didn't know was already happening. For example, pretty obvious to me that Rob Ryan ate Rex Ryan. I mean, that's the guy looks pregnant with Rex Ryan, you know?
They look exactly the same. Yeah, Stacy had never seen him before, but she saw Rob Ryan, and she thought it was Rex Ryan with the wig.
You know, honestly, I did not know they were twins, and didn't realize that till the Cowboys game, you know, Jets game. And, of course, Rex Ryan did have the surgery a couple of years ago. It didn't do much good, but he is definitely a little more svelte than his brother, and it looks like Rob ate Rex, and that's why, because Rob looks pregnant. Let's be honest. That gut, that is a beer gut if I ever saw one, you know. But that game sucked, by the way, for Cowboys fans. But, you know,
meltdown.
You know, honestly, it's a good thing that I don't take these sports as seriously as I did 20 years ago. You know, yeah. I mean, granted, college football is one thing. I get a little more riled up for college football because my brother's rooting for the same team as I am. And, you know, there's a lot of smack talk down here in the Big 12 and everything else. So that's a little bit different, but still, I try not to get too worked up about it. But when it comes to the NFL, you really just have to not take it too seriously and just realize that there are 32 other teams being paid millions of dollars. And it's just, it may or may not happen for your team this year. And you need to expect the worst and hope for the best. You know,
yeah. That's exactly how I went into the Monday night game with my Dolphins.
Yeah. Good thinking. Good thinking. Yeah.
And I didn't get the best.
No.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen here in Kansas City either for the Chiefs. Oh, you know? Man. You know, that was brutal. But it helped Jared in the fantasy football. So we'll get
it did.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about that again in a second here. But you know, I remember a time back in 1993 when you and I were dogging each other. It was on a Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that was the famous Leon Lett game, right?
Yep, Leon Lett boots the blocked field goal and gives the Dolphins a second chance. Yeah, that was...
they converted.
Yes, they did, and in the Ice Bowl Thanksgiving-type game. And I do recall, if I recall correctly, and you've got a good memory, was there a phone call that took place after that between you and I? I really can't remember. There may have been.
Boy, I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know if it was one of those things where I would have called to rub it in, or it was just so bad. And it was such a stupid play that I couldn't even bring myself to give you any crap about it.
I probably called you just to tell you that it was unfair or something like that. But
head it off.
Yes. Speaking of unfair, this whole kickoff thing up to the 35 is ridiculous. I mean, it's just the dumbest move ever. The only reason that they did it was to protect people. It's just dumb, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll get used to it, but it's still... There's still returns, obviously. I think they tied a record this weekend for 8 returns for touchdowns.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. So, maybe it does make a difference, I guess. Maybe for the better. I mean, hopefully they're definitely running them out of the end zone. So that's kind of cool. Also, something else that hasn't changed at all, the refs are still taking an hour to work out a holding call, which drives me insane, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, seriously.
Did you happen to watch any of the Raiders and Broncos game?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how many flags ended up in that thing. That thing lasted till 1 a.m.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I only saw a little bit of it, and I mean, I went to bed at, I don't know, 10:30 or so, and said, there ain't no way I'm standing up for this thing. I mean, imagine what it was like on the East Coast if you cared. Of course, nobody on the East Coast cared, but,
no.
You know, I doubt it. But also, another rule change, of course, they're reviewing touchdowns. You know, when they happen upstairs. My question is, why are they not, first of all, reviewing anything that's close to a touchdown to make sure that it wasn't actually a touchdown? Like, for example, I think was it Darren McFadden's run that went down to the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think they reviewed that one, or did they? Because it wasn't, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But my point is, why don't we just let them decide up in the booth what needs to be reviewed? Why do we have to make it a part of the game and have the coaches decide and have challenges and everything? The college does it just fine. You know,
the college system works great and it's fast.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I know a guy, I should say, that actually has handled some of that before. He says the first time they implemented the replay in college football was a nightmare for them because they're upstairs and they're being given the red light to buzz down anytime they want to. And they buzzed like a dozen times in the game because they were like just wanting to make sure they didn't miss anything. And it took a while for it to work out. But I mean, the thing, it's worked out just fine. And I just don't know why we have to have it be some fancy dancy, stupid ass part of the game in the NFL. But it is. And that's the way it is.
Did you see the guys that were doing the replays though? It was one of the Monday night games. I can't remember which one it was, but they showed a shot of the three guys in the booth. And I swear their average age was 75 years old.
I believe it. They probably can't. They need
big,
reading
thick
glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, because we can't find anybody else to do that, I guess. I don't.
There's no 35-year-olds that can watch a – and the TV they have is like some little – I think it was the TV that I had in my college dorm room, like a little 19-inch TV.
Oh, that's I was thought you were going to say like a 12-incher. I mean, I used to have a little – was it maybe 12-inchers they used to have? Yeah, something like that.
13, but, maybe.
Something 13.
Yeah. But anyway, it was like my old 19-inch Sanyo.
It's dumb.
Instead of like – they should have like a huge – if room. I could have a 42-inch LCD – you know, high-def TV in my living room, I'm pretty sure the NFL can afford one in their replay booth.
I would agree. So, hey, real quick, let's get an update here on our fantasy football, if you don't mind. Let me go ahead and, oops, wait a minute, get a little tunage going for you in the background here. Okay. So,
yes.
A quick rundown, Mr. Magic Matthew Stafford. Can you tell us where we're at right now with our first week standings of Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football, where we try to do badly with our players?
Well, as I told you, you have a gift for this because you're in first place tied with Jared.
Thank you!
Of course, Jared's team was chosen by...
Me!
You. So you guys are out front, and it's really not close at this point. You're up 31 points apiece. I'm in third place with 20 points. Batman's right behind me with 18, and then Brandon's team is way too good. 13 points.
Yep, sorry, Brandon. You did too good of a job so far. But it is only week one, and many things could happen. And
right.
Go ahead.
And right now, we're looking at right now the Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football MVP has got to be Tavarus Jackson.
Thank you.
Let's see, 14 points by himself. He outscored Brandon's team by himself.
It's hilarious. I mean, and like I've been telling you off the air that, you know, I'm just going to be screwed when he gets benched here this week because we never really thought about that happening until we started the league. But that's okay. We're doing this for fun. We're going to work out the kinks this year. So
yeah,
it'll be fun. And the other big player for the teams was Jared's defense, the Chiefs defense.
Chiefs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Chiefs went where we're just horrible. And Jared was the beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
And he also had a big week from Mark Sanchez, too.
Ah,
he sucks.
Yes, so. Mark Sanchez. You know Mark Sanchez. Hello, everybody. This is Mark Sanchez. Hello there. You know I'm not very good. I fumbled the ball. Woo! Yeah. Anyway. You know, Tony Romo has a little bit of Hispanic in him, too. Hey, everybody. This is Tony Romo. Yeah, anyway. by the way, Brandon offered, and I'm going to mention this on the air because – if I mention it on the air, Brandon will really go through and do this, I think. Brandon said, how about if I make a My Team Sucks the Worst Brad Westmar Show Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football t-shirt to give to whoever does happen to win at the end of the season? And I said, that's a great idea. Will you do it? He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to mention it on the air. Now I've mentioned it on the air. We all expect a t-shirt to go to the winner. So
that's an awesome idea.
I think so. I think it's a great idea. So we will definitely expect that as well at the end of the year and at the end of the season. So that'll be cool. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to get into this real quick because I'd mentioned off the air and on the air a little bit about my Monday Night Football classic intros and Frank Gifford doing the actual intro over this music was always my favorite. And course, Howard Cosell used to do it too, but I couldn't find one with Gifford. So I found this one with Cosell, which I thought was pretty good. And
tonight, a Thursday night edition of Monday Night Football, the 49ers, Super Bowl champions, led by the brilliantly competitive number 16, Joey Montana.
Joey.
Oh, how this kid can bring a team from behind as he did so often in last year's championship season. And always you would expect him to throw to the remarkable Dwight Clark, number 87.
And they're showing highlights and stuff while they're doing this, of course.
Happen for a team. They'll be going against the Rams and Vince Ferragamo. Back
Vince Ferragamo, yeah.
Out injured. Ferragamo, the gifted.
But Jones out injured.
I expect him to be throwing to one of his prime receivers, Willie Miller. So tonight, a Thursday night.
Bang my head on the microphone stand.
Against the Rams. A good one.
A good one. Yeah, well, of course, they had the other Monday night intro, too. But I love that from Cosell. In fact, it always makes me want to do one of my own. Tonight on Monday Night Football, it's the Battle of Poland. as the Love Ya Baby Blue uniforms of the Houston Oilers, led by a tough kid at quarterback named Dan Pastorini. Remember him?
No.
You don't?
He's
too old for you. Take on his counterpart behind center. And it's not center, it's center. Because I am Jewish. The long, curly blonde locks of one Steve Botkowski and the Atlanta Falcons. It all happens tonight on ABC's Monday Night Footballer. You have to throw R's on the end of things that don't deserve to have R's.
Random R's.
Yeah, exactly. But I was happy to find a Gifford one. And, I mean, you know, the Cosell ones are really good. But for some reason, I don't know, Gifford is so bad that I really like these.
Joe Robbie Stadium on a warm South Florida evening is the site for the final game of the NFL.
You can hear, evening. You can just hear him reading. You can hear him read the word evening, you know?
Yep.
Joe Robbie Stadium on a warm South Florida evening is the site for the final game of the NFL's 1987 regular season. The New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Tonight, the season ends for these two teams. The roll of the playoff dice turned against them this past weekend when Indianapolis nailed down the AFC East and wild card possibilities for both teams disappear.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tonight, the season which began in July is over. This one is for pride and professionalism and next year. It's the Miami Dolphins on a three-game win streak with Dan Marino at quarterback against the New England Patriots led by veteran quarterback Steve Grogan on ABC's NFL Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, they had this intro. Of course, they played this thing afterwards. I was never a big...
ABC Sports presents...
Yeah, we can go on with that, but we don't have time for that. But, you know, I didn't notice this, Matt, until the other night when I was watching, that they still play a new version of this, but they overplay it now. They play it like every time they come back from break and when they go to break, and it's just, it's like overdone now. It's burnt out. You
pretty
know?
Watered down.
It kind of is watered down.
Yeah. You know, my favorite part was always, and still is, I think they still do it, it's when those helmets would smash together and blow up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they do still do it, but it's all souped up now. You know, back then it was just more '80s kind of graphics and everything else. And I don't know. Again, a simpler time, a simpler way. I don't
know. Yes, but the good old days.
The good old days. I'm in the mood for something here. Tonight on Monday Night Football, more from Poland. Pick it on Poland. As the soaring Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles. As the soaring Eagles of Philadelphia, led by the Polish rifle, Ron Jaworski, and his head coach, the powder... Here's one for you. The powdered sugar penis, Dick Vermeil. What's that you say? There's no crying in footballer? Tell that... Tell that to Dickie V, as he will most assuredly be crying at the conclusion of this one as his team tackles the Dallas Cowboys, led by a future star named Gary Hogaboom, tonight on Monday Night Football. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Speaking
Pretty
of
good.
Jaws, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Speaking of Jaws, real quick here. I have a feeling that Ron Jaworski's middle name is Todd Sheets. Because Ron Jaworski dropped an S-bomb the other night, too. Let's see if we can hear this. Oh, yeah, he did. It's right after this commercial on Yahoo. What? Why did they put these commercials on here? I don't have time for these commercials. I'm doing a show. Man, don't have time for this. Don't have time. Are we rolling the music yet? No? Okay, real quick here.
I didn't want to roll it while you were playing a clip.
Here we go. Listen to this.
Butcher came in, hit Henny as he threw, and he just couldn't set up to hit Marshall with that pass. Chad gets up a little ginger.
Well, that's one that Chad would love to have back. He knew we had the one-on-one matchup going down the right sideline. You have to get rid of this ball just a split second quick. You'll see him here. He sees it. He knows he's got it.
Hey, Mike, a little earlier in the show when Chad Henning was making a throw, I said inappropriate words, so I want to apologize, and I hope I didn't offend anyone with that word.
Okay. Mike Tirico. Okay.
What's funny is that that word got uttered quite a bit in my basement during that game, too.
I hope it started again. Yeah, I can imagine that it did. I can imagine that it did. And
along with some others.
Words that you probably shouldn't be saying with your kids in the house. But then, you know, it happens. It happens. Yeah, you know, Ron Jaworski was just being very casual, and he just happened to drop the old S-bomb, you know?
He's drunk. He was probably drunk.
Look, it's funny because, yeah, I didn't have I had a couple other Monday Night Football intros, and I don't have a chance to do them. You know what I probably have to do, since we never get to record any bonus segments around here, is I'll just have to give them to you. We have time? We don't have time. We don't have time for a bonus segment tonight. But, yeah, I could do Monday Night Football Howard Cosell scripts for the rest of my life. I really could. I could do it. I would love to do it. The powdered sugar penis. I don't know.
Nice.
That actually came from never mind. I got that from Al Davis. See, it's,
Al Davis?
It's a little bit disgusting and graphic, and I shouldn't talk about it. But if you think about powdered sugar, then think about the body part, and then think, never mind. Anyway. We probably should shut up right now.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note, Matt Stafford, good luck this week against the Chiefs. You're probably not going to need it.
Nope, not at all. I'm going to throw left-handed.
They probably could. Always a pleasure to have you, Matt. We'll talk to you again next time, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. And Todd, Batman, Sheets, I'm sorry about your abandonment, but I really appreciate having you here as well. I am Brad Westmore saying good night. Thank you. We love you. God bless you. Adios. Bye-bye.
Won't talk.